This is Fresh Air. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan wasn't exactly looking for escape reading this week, but rather for something that would give her a more expansive view of life on Earth. She found it in a book by Catherine Rundle called Vanishing Treasures. Here's her review.
If you, too, have been intensely concentrating on the presidential election, you may be ready for a shift of focus. Vanishing Treasures, an extraordinary book by Catherine Rundle, originally published under the title The Golden Mole in the UK, lifts readers out of the here and now and invites us to train our eyes on wider horizons. Rundle is a publishing phenom. Her 2013 middle grade children's book, Rooftoppers, drew inspiration from her own adventures as an undergraduate at Oxford, where she climbed brick walls and scaled drainpipes to take in the views of that city of dreaming spires from on high. More recently, Rundle has written an acclaimed biography of the metaphysical poet John Donne, as well as a best-selling fantasy novel called Impossible Creatures. In short, Rundle is something of a Renaissance woman who writes with the elegance and erudition that distinguished that era. This book is a bestiary, a collection of creatures, both odd and mundane, all of whom are more astonishing than you might expect, all of whom, as Rundle tells us, are endangered or contain a subspecies that is endangered, because there is almost no creature on the planet now for which that is not the case. Rundle begins her book with an epigraph from an author whose reputation is itself approaching extinction, the British essayist and mystery writer G.K. Chesterton. "The world will never starve for want of wonders," Chesterton says, "but only for want of wonder." What follows are 23 very short essays on creatures ranging from the wombat to the spider, the raccoon to the tuna. For anyone whose capacity for wonder could use a jumpstart, Rundle's essays are essential reading. Listen, for instance, to these sentences from the opening paragraph of her essay on the swift, a common creature so named because it's the fastest bird in flight. "The swift," Rundle says, "is sky-suited like no other bird, weighing less than a hen's egg, with wings like a scythe and a tail like a fork. It eats and sleeps on the wing. Swifts mate in brief mid-sky collisions, the only birds to do so. And to wash, they hunt down clouds and fly through gentle rain, slowly, wings outstretched." As you can hear, Rundle's essays are no mere Wikipedia entries about the natural world. Rather, they're deeply felt, lyrical, often witty, and occasionally grisly evocations of the living marvels she's surveying. Her essay on the hermit crab, for instance, begins with a jolt. "It was perhaps a hermit crab that ate Amelia Earhart." Rundle goes on to explain, "It seems that the uninhabited island in the Western Pacific, where Earhart's plane may have gone down, and where 13, but only 13, human bones were discovered that matched Earhart's size, is to this day also home to a colony of coconut hermit crabs, the world's largest land crab. The oldest crabs," Rundle adds, "live to more than 100 and grow to be up to 40 inches across, too large to fit in a bathtub, exactly the right size for a nightmare." The interconnectedness, both savage and beautiful, of the animal and human world is the message thrumming through these essays. Earhart's possible fate notwithstanding, it's of course non-human creatures who suffer most from their contact with us. "The greatest lie that humans ever told," Rundle says, "is that the earth is ours and at our disposal. We must cease from telling that lie, because the world is so rare and so wildly fine. Vanishing Treasures makes readers see, really see, some of the miraculous creatures we still share this fragile world with. Like any wise environmentalist, Rundle also leavens terror with possibility. I leave you then with Rundle's tribute to the Greenland shark, the planet's oldest vertebrate, an animal who can live over 500 years. Rundle says, "I find the very idea of them hopeful. They will see us pass through whichever spinning chaos we may currently be living through, and they will live through the currently unimagined things that will come after that, the transformations, revelations, the possible liberations. That is their beauty, and it's breathtaking. They go on. These slow, odorous, half-blind creatures are perhaps the closest thing to eternal this planet has to offer."
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Vanishing Treasures by Katherine Rundle. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversations with actors Al Pacino and Saoirse Ronan, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and to get our producers' recommendations on what to watch, read, or listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.B. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Thea Challoner directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business, with an automated virtual receptionist, video meetings, and other features to connect to customers and coworkers anywhere at uma.com/NPR.